800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. If you want to weigh on this Nicolas Maduro situation, it's there for you. I think that there is certainly legitimate questions you can have in the region. I think there's questions about Cuba. I think there are questions about Colombia. I think there are questions about Mexico.
Yeah.
I think these cartels that are operating in Latin America are all up for,
they're on the table.
Yeah, I really do.
Uh-huh.
Now, when it comes to other areas like Greenland, for example, this feels like a bit of a manufactured situation, because the president, before he was inaugurated, came out and said, well, we need Greenland for military location and protection and all those things, right? And then somebody asked him, a reporter asked him, would he take military action? And he said, maybe, I would consider it, right? And that to me felt like one of those instances of Donald Trump going, just talking nonsense.
Yeah.
But then this situation pops up, and you've got people saying things like, well, this is all a distraction from the Epstein files, because they want that to go away, the administration. And so they take this action in Venezuela. I don't know that you can have your cake and eat it too, because I don't know that you can say, well, look what Donald Trump's done in Venezuela, and then say, well, he's definitely going to take Greenland. Like, I don't know that they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, you have Stephen Miller talking about it and his wife, Katie Miller, tweeting about it with the American flag and Greenland and the word soon. So that's why people are talking about it. And the Danish prime minister. Not happy with this discussion.
Yeah, they weren't happy with it a year ago either.
No.
I don't know. To me, it feels a little, it doesn't feel real to me.
Did it feel real that we were going to go take Maduro from his home in the middle of the night?
Well, hold on, because
something was going to happen.
Just
the buildup and stuff.
I mean, they were striking boats in the water since September.
September, yeah.
And then they put this naval blockade in. So it felt like there was escalation brewing.
Yeah.
With Greenland, there's been nothing going on.
A lot of hard talk.
A lot of talk. Meanwhile, the auto show right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's one of the great times of the year. And it is the focus of Mobility Makers today, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Sam Clement is all over this thing. He is the co-executive director of the Detroit Auto Show, previewing what we got coming up here in just a couple of days. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're well. You're on a little trip promoting the show. Where are you?
I was. I'm back home now.
Oh, you're home. Okay, good.
Yeah, we've got a show to get ready for. But we were out in California, kicked off the auto show this weekend in Santa Monica as part of the centennial of Route 66. We're doing what's called the Drive Home in partnership with America's Automotive Trust, and we're driving 9 vehicles across the country along Route 66 from Santa Monica all the way here back to Detroit, and they'll be displayed at the auto show January 14th to the 25th.
Sam, I know you said that history isn't a limitation, it's a foundation. How does the new show, the 2026 show, feel different from the ones we grew up with? Is it still a car show, or has it become more of a content show?
It'd be a little bit of everything. I think you nailed it there. I think it is a lot of a content show. We were going to have tons and tons of vehicles, hundreds of vehicles, new vehicles. We'll have some unveils. We'll have some classic vehicles, like I talked about, that are coming from across the country. We'll have concept vehicles. But we see this as an opportunity to not only shed the spotlight on the auto industry, but to shed the spotlight on the city of Detroit. And so we've created some experiences for individuals to come down there and really engage with the automotive industry, but also engage with the city in unique ways. It's going to feel big. It's going to feel robust. It's going to have a lot of that feeling that I think when people came to the auto show in the mid-2000s, that kind of feel, but with more of a modern twist.
The news is there's going to be an off-road attraction at the 2026 Detroit Auto Show. Explain.
Yeah, we're launching what's called our Michigan Overland Adventure. And so this is going to be a new experience, Jim, as you mentioned, where we really celebrate the outdoor culture in the state of Michigan. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of people that I've talked to over the last number of months who are like, I love taking my vehicle from Metro Detroit and driving up north, and we have camping experiences, and the vehicle is a huge part of that. So, you know, think your huge trucks with tents on the back of them. We're going to have our OEMs displaying some of the newest vehicles that they have for off-roading, and that's such a huge part of our culture, particularly up in the northern part of the state, and so we want to celebrate that here at the Auto Show this year.
I mean, the industry certainly is changing. How do you, as you plan for this event, which is such a huge event here in our city for us, how do you mold what you want to do around how the industry is changing?
I think a lot of it is listening and having some real conversations with our OEMs, you know, our lawmakers. You know, we stay obviously very close to what's happening in Washington, D.C. when it comes to policy. But I think the other thing is just to listen to the consumers and what are the vehicles that they want to see and what are the vehicles that they want to get into. You know, we've referenced, you know, last year we gave 100,000 test rides, and I anticipate we'll do even more than that this year because, to your point, the industry is evolving, and I think that's the benefit of an auto show, where you can come into one building under one roof and see the various powertrains, see the various trims, and see what might fit for you and where the industry is going from an engineering standpoint and a technology standpoint.
Speaking with Sam Clement, co-executive director of the Detroit Auto Show, and Sam, you've got this pop-up science playground where kids can control the cars with their minds. Kind of feels like you know, the goal is to sell cars to parents, but also to maybe to recruit some next generation Detroit engineers.
100%. Yeah, we've got some great partnerships with groups like the Michigan Science Center, who's bringing that exhibit, also with a group called Code 313. And we have 700,000 square feet of space at Huntington Place. And so we want to utilize every inch of it. And, you know, there's a huge need. And you've heard people like Jim Farley talk about it, to have engineers and designers and technicians that work in the auto industry. And we think that we can be a big part of that and recruiting the next generation of great talent. And we want to keep that talent here in Detroit. And so by exposing young people to the career opportunities and the technology that goes into, you know, assembling a vehicle, we see that as a huge opportunity. And so we have what's called our Visit Detroit Interactive Experience. And that'll be on display in the atrium. And that's open for, you know, kids of all ages and adults of all ages to engage with the auto industry in some really special ways through virtual reality, augmented reality, some of these hands-on exhibits. And so this is a chance for us to engage with the next generation, hopefully recruit some talent to our industry moving forward.
Well, the Detroit Auto Show, January 17th through the 25th, open to the public. Of course, charity preview the day before that on the 16th. We're excited.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very excited. We're hoping everyone comes down multiple times. You know, each day will feel a little bit different than the day before, so an opportunity to come down multiple times and really just have a fun 2 weeks in the city of Detroit. And like I said, we've got this auto show that's our annual event, and let's use it to show off how great the city of Detroit is.
Sam Clement, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you.
Thank you all.
Yeah, talk again soon.
I know the hotels and the restaurants are happy too, man.
Of course.
January, man, you know,
it gets a little slow. Although the Pistons and the Red Wings are good, so
yeah,
that helps things out a little bit. People are coming down. I always loved the concept cars, just the stuff that, you know, you could never imagine.
Yeah.
I always love seeing those cars. And then what's great is then you've got all the interactive stuff. So, like, if you're in the market for a Bronco, hop on. You know what I mean? It's very cool. All the EV test tracks that they did is very, very cool. Very innovative what they do at the Detroit Auto Show.
I liked years ago when Jerry Seinfeld was there, and I got to interview Jerry Seinfeld. That was fun.
You interviewed Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes. He was walking around the auto show,
really?
And Roe Coppola at Local 4 is like, go talk to him. I'm like, no problem. I love Jerry Seinfeld. So it brings in the stars.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But big car enthusiasts.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, certainly. All right, we'll take a break. What are we doing to bring down homicide numbers here in the United States? It's a massive decline. We'll talk to Andy Arena next on JR Morning.